USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump made an appearance in a motorcade and waved to supporters outside Walter Reed Medical Center, where he is recovering from the coronavirus. Wall Street reacting immediately positive as Dow futures jumped 150 points. As far as what we can expect from the markets after President Trump tested positive for coronavirus, certified public accountant Dan Geltrue believes,
first, it was a little bit of shock. Things were shaken up. The market calmed down. Look, the market is concerned about what events potentially could take us into a recessionary period.
Harvey J. Alter, Michael Houghton, and Charles M. Rice have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the discovery of the hepatitis C virus, a major global health problem that causes liver cancer. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Some Republicans are taking issue with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying President Trump should have taken more precautions regarding COVID-19. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Pelosi's comments were out of line.
He is sitting here trying to work with this speaker to get a COVID relief package together, and these are the comments that she makes. This is uncalled for. Other nations are watching America. This is the one time that we could unite together.
State and county officials in New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's fundraiser on Thursday, asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. If they were in close contact with the president or his staff, they are being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials also recommending they wait 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and, you know, there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it. And by the time you get to the debate, you know pretty much where your presidential candidate is. So really, you've got to reflect that. I suppose in a rare case you could say, here's what I think, but I'll do whatever the president says, because he's the commander-in-chief, he's the boss.
Lieberman speaking there on Newsmax. And a rare Monday night football doubleheader, as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium, followed by the Atlanta Falcons heading to Green Bay to play against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs-Patriots game was moved because of a positive COVID-19 test. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.